An autopsy was held today in connection with a Tumalo man who was shot Sunday night at the family home. Authorities say 29-year-old Stephen Hargrave was killed in the shooting. His 61-year-old father, James Hargrave, is accused in the crime. Deschutes County Captain Mark Mills has more details.
But we do know that there was an argument. We're not prepared to talk about the specifics of that yet, and that there is possibility of alcohol being involved in linking to this situation.
Stephen Hargrave lived with his parents. His mother reported the shooting. James Hargrave is lodged in the Deschutes County Jail. He is scheduled for formal arraignment on Friday. A national group is delving into Prineville city records this week as part of a dispute over a nativity scene at the Prineville Plaza. Wisconsin-based Freedom From Religion staff attorney Patrick Elliott says they received a complaint from a local citizen who is objecting to the display. He says some people are upset over it but are afraid to speak out.
Well, it obviously does harm people, you know, people that are object to it or are afraid to even come out publicly about something because there's a group of citizens who want, you know, a particular display. And I'd say there's absolutely no harm in having a nativity scene on the private property, on a business property. That would be acceptable.
Last year, the group challenged the nativity scene when it was in front of the courthouse. This year, the scene is on property managed by the Parks District and rented out as a farmer's market much of the year. Prineville Mayor Betty Ropey says they rent the space on a first-come, first-served basis and that private citizens are renting that space. Eight protesters peacefully left U.S. Congressman Greg Walden's Bend office Monday night after spending the day sitting in his office calling for a meeting. About a dozen occupiers entered Walden's office just before noon yesterday as part of a larger plan to occupy Walden's offices throughout the 2nd District. Bend Police spokesman Lieutenant Paul Kansky says Walden's staff allowed the protesters to stay until about 6 p.m. when they needed to close the office and called police to remove the group.
You know, they were under arrest. However, they agreed to be escorted outside. They didn't say, hey, we're not leaving here. You're going to have to forcefully take us, which we do appreciate. You know, it still prevents any force, any injury to us, to them, to anybody, and that's certainly a good thing.
Kansky says the eight were taken to police headquarters where they were cited for criminal trespassing and released. U.S. Representative Greg Walden wasn't able to meet with Occupy Wall Street protesters in Bend on Monday, but he did meet with some in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday today. The group of about two dozen people arrived at his Capitol Hill office without an appointment, but Representative Walden rearranged his schedule to meet with them.
In terms of the unemployment side, it's important to do. Look. As bad as it is in southern Oregon, it's even worse in central and further out east. And so I'm working on a number of different proposals, in fact, with Peter DeFazio and Kurt Schrader, to deal with this county payments issue, which expires in October.
Absolutely.
Most of the protesters Walden met with were from the Portland and Vancouver area. And the Bend High School Orchestra has come up with a plan that can help you send some holiday greetings to someone you care about in the Bend area and help them get some much-needed instruments for the orchestra. For a small fee, you can send a quartet to someone at their home or business to play three holiday tunes for Christmas. Violinist Cassidy Finley says with the school budget cuts, they had to come up with innovative ways to get what they need.
We really need funds for new instruments and new lockers because the school is just barely able to fund the program itself. We don't have any extra for instruments. We currently need two violins. For a good violin, it's about $1,200, and we want at least one cello, and those are $2,000 to $4,000 a piece.
Reservations are now open for delivery of your greeting on December 14th through December 16th. You can call Bend High for information and to purchase your greeting. And tomorrow marks the 70th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor that started World War II. Local resident Lucy Brackett says it's important for us to remember the sacrifice of the veterans on this anniversary. She says her dad signed up for the Marines the day after Pearl Harbor and was shipped out less than a month later. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.